Reading, writing, and arithmetic are the classic three R's of a standard education. The fourth R, according to this Canadian developed health ed curriculum, is relationships. The authors say it promotes healthy relationships and targets violence, high-risk sexual behavior, and substance abuse. Tom Beasley, who teaches the course to 7th, 8th, and 9th graders at Dillingham, says the semester-long course excels at starting discussions that desperately need to happen.
One of the biggest complaints that they have for suicide awareness and prevention is that nobody talks about it. And I think it's the exact same with sexual abuse and STDs and all that type of stuff. So you have to talk about it in order to have a knowledge base to make healthy decisions. And that's really my job as a health teacher. My job is not to tell these kids what to think. It's more to teach them how to think and give them the tools to make the healthy decision when they're confronted with a particular scenario.
The fourth R has three units. It starts with personal safety and injury prevention, moves to healthy growth and sexuality, and finishes with a focus on substance abuse. In other words, issues of domestic violence, sexual abuse and sexual assault, drugs, alcohol, and suicide are all addressed in the classroom, and specifically with an emphasis to Alaska's epidemic rates.
We do talk about the fact that the rate of physical abuse, sexual abuse, is much higher in Alaska than other places. We talk about maybe why that is a little bit. We open up the door to some discussion. We talk, again, we're doing suicide awareness and prevention right now. We talk about the fact that Alaska is among the highest rate of suicides in the nation.
Beasley's teaching the course for the second time now this spring, and he says it's an overall solid curriculum with a few minor exceptions.
The healthy communication part, some of it can be a little bit too after-school special, if you will. But my approach to it is I try to tell the kids that, you know, I think it's a little bit too after-school special, but this is what I hope you're getting out of this. And if it's approached in that way, I absolutely think it can be an excellent tool statewide.
But it's not taught statewide, at least not yet, although the fourth R does meet the CDC's 8 national health ed standards and also can be partially or fully funded through the National Institutes of Health. Educators like Beasley are well aware of why some schools or districts opt out of teaching a health ed curriculum.
Because you're going to be breaching the lines of what's truly school appropriate to some extent. I mean, we're talking about sex with 14, 15-year-old kids here, and it can be frowned upon, and some parents might be uncomfortable with that idea. And that's one of the reasons that sex ed is not taught all over the country.
The course can be uncomfortable for the students, too. It's taught co-ed and draws a fair share of laughs and crude jokes. Beasley says a nurse from public health often volunteers to teach some of the trickiest material about sex, STDs, condom use, etc. He also keeps a box where students can anonymously submit questions for further discussion.
It can be uncomfortable for some of the kids to really open up and talk about it. And, you know, some take it more seriously than others, just like any other class. But bottom line, if we can prevent one STD, we can prevent one teenage pregnancy, then really we made a difference in someone's life, and therefore it's worth it.
Beasley is a history and social studies teacher by training and still teaches those courses to high schoolers. The health ed course was something he was assigned on the side. But now having taught the course, he's become more convinced that it should be required and taught in every school district in the state.
The more we talk about it, the more open we can be about it. Again, I know it's not a comfortable subject for parents to deal with or for even other educators to deal with, but it's something that we as educators have a responsibility to be educating our youth about.
The state may indeed start requiring some more teaching along these lines. Anchorage Democrat Garen Tarr introduced House Bill 233, dubbed Aaron's Law, which if passed would make sexual abuse and sexual assault awareness and prevention training mandatory in Alaska schools, grades K through 12. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.